until we are going to listen to the light, will have to choose and our spiritual development will have a major boost, I would say, if I may use those terms, inshallah. But after that, I will call upon our learned chair to agree.
There are also people from Muslim development and they do want to ask some questions to the learning chair.
I'm sure I don't know what the program is like. We have our various members here of the group. I'm sure that they will be able to respond to that if they need it. I don't know that the time frame yet. We have been asked to welcome the chef here after morning, and for the delay, I don't know the chef's commitment, so let us leave it to the organizers, and I'm sure they will be able to take care of the what's happening further. Shukran to everyone for being present, and inshallah, let us listen to what our chef has to say.
This one. Assalamu alaikum. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم It is an honor to come here and to be with our Muslim and Muslima brothers and sisters, to be with them through this holy month nights. We are a Abir Sabil. Traveler since 60 years through East and West. Allah Almighty making me to travel and to meet to His servants and to speak to them and to call them to Allah Almighty. I am not an official person. And I never carried any official position since from my young time. And I am coming and speaking. Who is going to be happy for listening? They may listen. Who is not going to be happy may leave and go. And it is our old manner that through mosques, if a person coming and advising to people, people listening, But it is not our manner to ask questions. Because I am not a lecturer. No. If anyone likes to ask something, he may ask, he may come and ask by himself. Because if he is asking something, perhaps it is only for himself. Not everyone interested in that question, and you can't forcing people to listen what I am saying to him, what he is answering to me, to go a discussion going, coming. No. Only we are here speaking. If anyone happy for listen, welcome. Or if he has some questions, writing and coming to me, I am yet here for 1 week more or more, may come and may ask his question, and he is free also to accept my answer, to be satisfied or not. No. Therefore, I am not giving permission to anyone to ask questions, and I am not answering. Alaykum salam. You are free. Alhamdulillah. I am not understanding too much English. What he said is for him.
Allah, 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 Aziz Allah, 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 Kareem Allah, 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 Allah,
what he likes, he may do. And he is giving his judgment for everyone. We are not giving anything. But he is giving, he is looking our hearts, our intentions, and he is rewarding or punishing. No. I'm 6 years fighting with kufr and with Ahli Bid'ah. I'm not tiring, alhamdulillah. I am on my 80 years age. No. And I am knowing what I am speaking. I met such a people several times. That doesn't matter. Allah knows well. And He gives His judgment. Al-haqqu ya'lu wa la yu'la alayh. You know that haqq always up, battle always down. We are with Haqq. Therefore, everywhere we should be up, but battle people must be down. We are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and keeping his sunnah. And we are coming to advise people to remind themselves that just last days approaching and Qiyamah coming. We are not coming to make a show for you or to collect dunya. No. Allah is enough, more than enough for me up to today. And I hope that He is supporting me through so many years. I am not knowing these people in South Africa. No. But I am looking thousands of people welcoming me. For what? For what? Because we have something through our hearts towards Allah, sincerity, ikhlas. Therefore people coming and asking to hear, to listen. Maybe so many people or a few people don't like. Jewish people, they are not happy with me. Christians never happy with me. Pope not happy with me. Doesn't matter. They were unhappy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah just left his calling to Allah. No. Mushriks, they were against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even they are making him to immigrate from Mecca al-Mukarramah ila Madinatul Munawwara. He left them. Then coming with his sword. What we shall do with people? Paradise must be full. And hell also must be full. You can't be able to make everyone to be happy with you. Moses, Musa alayhi salam, he was complaining to Allah and saying, "Oh, my Lord, please keep the tongues of Banu Israel from me. Don't speak. They don't speak against me. Please keep their tongues from me." Moses, Musa alayhi salam, complaining that he was speaking with Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty, when he is hearing from Moses, from Musa alayhi salam, that complaint, he said, "Oh Musa, why you are asking that? I am not keeping their tongues from me. I am creator of them. I am giving everything to them, and they are yet making so many bad things, and they are speaking against me." Allah. People, they are not going to be happy with their Allah. What about for you, O Musa? Where is Musa? Where I am? I can't do all people to be happy with me. Like that person, he's never happy with me. What we shall do? Nothing. Yes. Allah Almighty is saying, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Okay? Muslim must advise to his brother. If you are looking that people were in need for advice, we must advise. Everything may be, but you must continue to call people to Allah Almighty. If I am calling people to Shaitan, they may ask any question, but they are not hearing what I am saying. They are giving their decision that I am on the wrong direction. That is their claiming. But they are not saying for what I am on the wrong way. I am only calling people to Allah. So his most beloved servant, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah Almighty is sending the seal of prophets, most praised servant of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad, to call his servants to him. Without himself, no one can be able to come to Allah. Or if it was enough to look books and to walk, Allah Almighty sending from heaven's books down, everyone taking that book and reading, making their ways. Why sending Sayyidina Muhammad? Quran Kareem coming on him. Why? Because he was guide for nations. He was doing and people coming after him. Coming people under his flag here and under his flag Yawm al-Mahshar, Liwa'i al-Hamd. All nations, all prophets asking to come under his holy flag, Yawm al-Mahshar. They are saying we are wrong by following Sayyidina Muhammad. No, they are wrong. We are going to follow up to end in spite of them. We are going to give our most high respect to Sayyidina Muhammad, because Allah Almighty just he granted to him his high, most high respect, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jewish people, they are not saying, they are saying la ilaha illallah, not saying Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are not going to enter paradise because they are not respecting him. Even they are saying Musa Rasulullah, Musa Kalimullah. But as long as they are not respecting most beloved servant of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad, they are not going to enter paradise. We can't leave Sayyidina Muhammad. That is now, through these centuries, a shirzimatun qalila, a handful of people, they are trying to make Sayyidina Muhammad as an ordinary person. No, he is not ordinary person. He is Allah Almighty's most respected servant, most beloved servant, most praised servant, most respected servant, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his love through our hearts. His love feeding our faith. If not love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through our hearts, iman never feeding. But their hearts full with the love of dunya. Therefore they are angry if mu'min keeping love of Muhammad, peace be upon him, through his heart, through their hearts, not to keep love of dunya. Love of dunya for the people of health. Love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the sign of iman and feeding of other one. 1500 years coming, running the love of Sayyidina Muhammad through our hearts, and for his love we are sitting here. And we are asking his love from Allah Almighty, nothing else. All believers, that is Shaban. From three holy months, Rajab shahrullah, wa Shaban shahri, wa Ramadan shahru ummati. 3 months, they are holy months. First, Rajab just passed, that Allah Almighty is saying, that is for me. Shaban, this is second, before Ramadan, Rasulullah saying, this is for me. Allah Almighty opening his mercy oceans for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad to his ummah. And we are happy. And we are feeling and falling with the respect and love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant to you always the love of his most beloved servant. Because Allah Almighty, he loved him. Habibullah. Allah loved his Habib. And he is writing his name in front of his name. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallam. Sayyidina Adam, asking forgiveness from Allah Almighty, and he was saying, for the sake, that one, that his name written in front of your name, forgive me. And Allah saying, for the honor of that beloved one, I am forgiving you. It is not written through your books. Oh Allah, you are looking and seeing. I am a weak servant, a humble servant, who intending some badness to hurt ourselves, may Allah sending to them someone to take them away.
Amen.
For the honor for this holy night, for the honor of that most beloved servant, that Allah Almighty just forgiving Adam for his honor. Alhamdulillah. And say, Alhamdulillah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Salatu selam.
السلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله وشفيع الله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. الفاتحة.
شرف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى صحبه جميع الأنبياء والأولياء ومشايخنا ومن نحن في جوارهم لله تعالى الفاتحة. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
يا سلام.